And welcome to Giants Press Conference Live, presented by Hackensack University Medical Center Hometown Hospital for the New York Giants, who are coming off a dramatic, an emotional, and an impressive victory against the Dallas Cowboys. I'm Paul Dottino, joined by David Deal, as the Giants now get set for a game Sunday against the Detroit Lions.
This is a very important game for the New York Giants, obviously, to build on the momentum from the Dallas Cowboys game, but to control your own destiny in the playoff picture. I've been on teams where we've had to rely on other teams to take care of business for us. It didn't work, and then you look back and regret the games that you didn't take care of business yourself. Not to mention, this game is a game where they need to start fast. 4:25 at Pittsburgh, Sunday night against the Cowboys. This is a 1 o'clock. They need to get back on schedule and start fast.
Well, now the Lions come in with a 5-game winning streak as they enter MetLife Stadium. The Giants and Lions both right now looking for a playoff spot. And you take a look at these standings, you see the Giants haven't locked anything up yet.
No, they haven't. And then, like I said, when you're facing the two division foes at Philadelphia on Thursday and to close at Washington, it goes to show how important this game up against Detroit, take care of home field and take care of starting fast and your quarterback.
Now, the Giants could lock up a spot with a win, and then all those other teams in the hunt by losing on Sunday would allow the Giants to actually seal it. Let's get a look at the Giants injury report today as they headed out to practice. Some of those names have been on for a little bit. Others, well, Vereen wound up getting hurt with the concussion thing the other day against the Cowboys. I want to talk about Justin Pugh for a second, though. Coming off that knee injury, David, it looks like after a month or so, there may be a chance of getting him back.
Which would be great for this offensive line to solidify the run game and to get a veteran on the left side of the line to help Ereck Flowers transition and play better here down the stretch. He'll be much more comfortable, and not to mention, his experience has been the most with Justin Pugh next to him. The zone running scheme fits. This is where it could be very important down the stretch.
Pugh's missed 5 games, and the last 2 were really painful for the offensive line. And, you know, Eli Manning took 3 sacks and 4 quarterback hits and only 31 dropbacks the other day.
And it all comes to efficiency on first and second down. The reason why the Giants were 2-for-14 on third down is because 7 of them were 8-plus yards. When you're in 3rd and 8-plus, it doesn't matter what defense is on the other side of the ball. When they can pin their ears back and not have to worry about the run game and can be one-dimensional, you are giving the upper hand to any defense.
When we come back, we will look ahead to the Lions matchup and hear from head coach Ben McAdoo, so stick around. Welcome back to Giants Press Conference Live, presented by Hackensack University Medical Center. David, as the Giants take on Detroit at MetLife Stadium on Sunday, we're going to be facing unpredictable weather once again. They're saying right now, maybe in the 50s, maybe rain, but then again, maybe not.
You never know, and that's the greatest thing about playing football in December. You hope that it's cold. You hope that it gives you an opportunity to wear down and break down the will of opposing defenses, because if you can get the run game going early in the first, second quarter, those runs that are first 1 yard, 2 yard, 3 yards, start breaking into big runs in the fourth quarter, and it allows you to be so much more aggressive offensively, especially at the tackle position, by being able to jump set and take it to defensive ends.
Gut reaction. The Lions are a dome team. If it's cold and nasty, does it really impact the game?
It definitely affects the game. And you think about Matthew Stafford, who has a middle ring finger injury right now. So the cold will affect him being able to throw the ball accurately.
Giants want to run the ball better than they did last week in some kind of cold, wintry weather. Against the Cowboys, 33 carries, 93 yards, only a 2.8-yard average.
And they have to do a better job on first and second down, like we talked about, being more efficient. But the one thing that you love, this is the first time all season they have been over 50% runs, where weeks 1 through 13, only 36% rushing the ball compared to 63 passes. So you can see a change in the demeanor of this offense, knowing that they have to give Rashad Jennings and Paul Perkins their carries for this offense to go.
David, let's talk about the passing game with our Twitter question. Guy wants to know, why wasn't Eli sharper against a weak Cowboys defense? He did finish 17 of 28, but you know what? Was a little bit sporadic.
And it comes along with being pressured and hit as a quarterback. We all know when Eli Manning has a clean pocket and can step up and deliver the ball accurately, things can get done. But when he starts feeling things at his feet, when he starts getting hit, that's when you see him trying to force the ball out of his hands quick. And like I said in the early part of this, when you're in third down and you are 2 for 14 and six of them are 7+, you're in a lot of trouble offensively.
Yeah, but you know what? When Eli hits his guys in stride like Odell Beckham Jr., it goes for a 61-yard touchdown. The third time that Beckham has had a scoring strike of 60-plus yards this season.
6 weeks since six. He leads all receivers with 750 yards and 8 touchdowns. But his biggest thing, since 1970, he is number one with 132 yards per game in the month of December. And this is the type of ability that he brings, game-breaking speed, and can take the top off and open up the game offensively for the New York Giants.
Now, David, Eli and company is going to go against the Lions defense that's gone 7 straight weeks now, allowing 20 or fewer points. They lost to Houston 20-13 a couple of months ago. But you know what? The opponents during this last streak, only 10 touchdowns on 23 trips in the red zone.
They really have done a much better job in the red zone, and you really think about what have they been able to do. They've had 7 takeaways in the last 9 games, and they've had 5 interceptions in the last 2 minutes of football games. So you talk about how close within they've been in the fourth quarter, within games 7 points or less, they've been able to get those key takeaways on the defensive side of the ball to give Matthew Stafford and their offense the opportunity to give those game-winning drives.
David, we have so much more to break down, as well as listening to Coach Ben McAdoo. So stick around. More to come on MSG. Welcome back to Giants Press Conference Live, presented by Hackensack University Medical Center. The Giants defense was phenomenal against Dallas. Held them to 1 of 15 on third down conversions. David, in the second half, the Cowboys only passed the 50-yard line on 2 snaps.
And they only rushed the football for 21 yards in the second half. And that is the formula for victory up against the Dallas Cowboys and their offense. When they are so predicated on running the football, and you can keep Ezekiel Elliott under 120 yards like they did in this football game and stymie him in the second half, that's why they were 1 for 15 on third down, and they only had 165 yards receiving.
Well, head coach Ben McAdoo was extremely proud of his guys in that game against Dallas, a primetime affair. So the question becomes, how well will the Giants bounce back against this Detroit Lions team? Well, let's get a listen to the coach.
Somebody working here. All right, NFC leading north. Lions coming to town. They're a well-coached team, very resilient. A lot of wins at the end of ball games. Offensively, Stafford does a nice job dealing the football to all their playmakers. He's highly skilled on the perimeter with Tate, Jones, Bolden, and Ebron is playing well. Riddick has the complete skill set at the running back position, has a lot of targets out of the backfield. The offensive line is gelling with the addition of Decker and Glasgow. Defensively, they're playing well as of late. Last 7 ball games, they've given up about 16 points and have caused 10 turnovers. They have a high motor operation up front, you know, led by Ansa, Haloti Ngata, and Hyder. He's playing well for them. Levy is getting healthy, and he's back in the groove at linebacker, and Whitehead's playing at a high level. Slay's coming into his own, and Quinn really holds it all together back there. He's a communicator. Special teams. They have a dangerous returner in Roberts and a strong kicker-punter combination in Prater and Martin. With that, we'll open it up. You know, I remember them always really being that way from my time in Green Bay. Stafford's a guy that he can get heated up late on you, and if you play soft coverage at the end of ball games, he can get some numbers and get the team really moving at the end. They seem to be buying into everything. They're a talented team. They're built to rush the passer up front on defense, and they have solid return teams. That helps them get a quick score if they need one.
How do you approach and look at it, Stafford's hand being the way it is?
Again, we all have to play in the same weather out there. From what I hear, he is a little bit dinged with his finger, but we all have to handle the elements on Sunday.
And just going back to the fourth quarter, defensively, I think they have leading 5 interceptions in the last couple of weeks.
You know what? They do a nice job with their two-shell coverage. They do a good job really making everything look the same with the way they disguise. They'll bring a little bit of pressure there. They're not a big pressure team, but they'll try to lull you asleep, make everything look the same, and they'll hit it from depth. But they have good ball skills. That helps picking the ball off.
Coach Spagnuolo spent a little time with Jim Caldwell in Baltimore. Does that give you guys a little bit of an advantage? You could, like, learn from him, learn his scheme a little bit?
Their scheme is really, as long as they've been there, it really tailors to the players that they have on offense now. So I think the scheme has really changed. It's a combination of what they do in New Orleans, a combination of what they've done in Baltimore, and a combination of the old Indy schemes.
Ben, I think you mentioned on Monday the rule of 53. You said the runs plus completions, mm-hmm. right? What do you see as the chances of winning if you do that, and why is that something you believe in?
It increases your opportunities for attempts at the plate. It moves the chains a little bit more. You don't have to rely as heavily on third down when you complete the ball on first and second down and get a lot of rush attempts. And it gives you a good opportunity dating back to my time in Green Bay to win the ball game.
I think you mentioned, too, you know, that one of the reasons why you liked rushing a lot was that you got the Dallas defense to play a full game, if I'm correct. Yeah. Didn't that not have more to do with your defense playing well and giving you drives than, I mean, your rushing attack?
It was a combination of three things. Our defense playing well, a bunch of things, really. Our defense playing well, our coverage teams playing well, defense getting off the field, our offense sticking to the rush game, and the elements factor.
Ben, Did you get hurt on Sunday?
Say it again.
Keenan get hurt on Sunday in the game?
Keenan is working through his shoulder right now.
Is this something he's had in the past, shoulder injury, just the same thing connected to that? Or
It's chronic.
Ben, does the quality of your team's defense surprise you, how well they're playing?
Defense had a good night on Sunday night, and we look forward for the opportunity to prepare this week and play a quality team.
Odell had a couple of drops in the game, obviously a big play, but a couple of drops. Could they be overanalyzed, or do you want to really look at them with him and see what he did wrong and try to fix it, or sometimes is a drop just a drop?
You know what? The biggest thing from a drop is you have to be able to rebound from the drop, learn from it, rebound, and he did that on Sunday.
Was there a reason for the drops? You know what I mean? You look when on the second one, did he try to get out there too quick maybe?
Yeah, you got to look it into the tuck, fundamentals.
Coach Brad,
is that bothering him at all, or does that contribute to it as far as?
That's a better question for Odell.
On the TV broadcast, I think Chris Collinsworth said that you had told them that you have to earn the no huddle. What did you mean by that in terms of hurry up?
Earn the no huddle.
Running the no huddle offense. I think that's what he said.
Yeah, I'm not sure. We'd have to sit down and talk to Chris.
Okay. Coach Brad Wing earned himself NFC Special Teams Player of the Week honors. How does it make you feel to see your special teams unit getting recognized in such a way like that?
I think the field position was big in the second half of the ball game. The ball on the 45-yard line for the offense for the starting field position in Dallas on the minus 15. It was big in the ball game. Obviously, that last punt factored heavily into it. But you down the ball five times inside the 20 and two inside the 5. That's big in the game, especially in the elements.
What can you say about his development from this season, his second year with the team?
He's a weapon.
Ben, Cruz, I think, just had one catch, 4 yards, 4 targets. Did that surprise you the way the game went for him, or was that kind of what you expected?
It was tough to complete the ball all night, and you know, that was a product of the environment. The Dallas played a good plan, played good defense, and we didn't execute in a high level in the pass game.
I saw a number that got rid of the ball 2.25 seconds the other day. Is there a point where you view it as too quick? Is that possible where the routes maybe aren't able to finish, or guys aren't able to get open?
You play each game as it unfolds.
Is Victor getting open with the consistency you'd like to see?
We need to get better separation in the pass game. We need to protect better, and we need to make great decisions in the pass game, and we need to throw it better.
Eli said several times yesterday, Coach, that he's got to play better. When you hear your quarterback come forward and admit that or talk about that, what's your reaction?
I look in the mirror first. I need to call it better, and everyone needs to step up their game a little bit.
You've used 6 offensive linemen situationally. Would you consider using that more, given the pass protection struggles you've had?
Possibly.
Do you think that's a package that is best reserved for situational, or could you run that every down, I guess, in a game?
Yeah, you have to be careful what you do every down when you limit yourself as far as the number of receivers you can get out, but maybe you'll get a tackle out, too.
How do you view Justin Pugh's chances of making a back this week?
He was limited today.
He
in lieu of what happened in Philly over the weekend and with your injury report with Zach and Mark, what's your depth chart at snap?
We have some guys that we trusted. We had a couple reps in practice last week where we used some different players in that position, and we're confident in our backups.
In particular, with Mark and Zach, who gets the third choice?
Yeah, we have Weston did a nice job in practice last week.
Chris Christie offered a critique of your haircut. Response to that?
Again, you know, Matt Stafford does a nice job, and he's someone that we really need to pay attention to, especially late in the ball game. He can get hot on us.
Stafford, your stylist?
Yeah, Matt, they're playing well up front on defense. They can get out there and back.
Speaking of Stafford, you know, without obviously giving anything away, with that injury that he has, having multiple quarterbacks, is that more of a big deal, you know, when a quarterback has a finger injury on his throwing?
Yeah, especially the middle finger, the index finger. It's tough to spin it that way. The elements can factor, but he's a pro. He's had to play through some hand problems before, and he's a tough guy.
When you look at this Lions team compared to what you face when you're in Green Bay, is it almost addition by subtraction with no Calvin Johnson? Seeing that, as you mentioned, Stafford can kind of spread the ball out now?
You know, they're similar in a lot of ways, really. They do spread the ball out a little more than they have. They didn't force feed Calvin when he was there. They gave him some opportunities down the field on some shot plays and some back shoulders. But defensively, they're very similar in the way they deploy their front four. Their coverages are a little bit different. They're not quarters based as much as they used to be, but they're fairly similar.
But is there any benefit of not having that big play guy there now that Stafford, I mean, I know you said he did 4-3, but it seemed like, you know,
yeah, I mean, he's one of the best to play the game. I mean, it's but they filled in nicely. Marvin Jones has been a great addition for him. Golden Tate's a tough guy, and Bolden, you know, he's tough inside too. They have plenty of guys to throw the ball to.
What does Darius Slay do to give receivers a hard time? He's kind of their guy that shadows guys around a little bit.
You know, he's really come into his own. I've been impressed with his play. He's very physical. He's competitive, and he stays after it. He's good with his hands.
Well, you
all right.
Defensive.
Thank you.
And so Coach McAdoo and the Giants continue their preparations for the Lions game on Sunday. It is time for our Geico News update of the day. 15 minutes can save you 15% or more on your insurance. David, you heard the coach talk about NFC Special Teams Player of the Week, punter Brad Wing, who was terrific. I think there should have been co-Special Teams Player of the Week. Dwayne Harris down 2 punts inside the 5.
It's an unbelievable job, and it's a great job by Brad Wing to win and fight in the battle of field possession up against a team like the Dallas Cowboys. But let's face it, you don't want to have your punter punt as much as they did in this game. So moving forward here, you want to congratulate him. Well-deserved and earned. But offensively, you've got to take care of business and continue to move the chains.
Well, one of the things you can do when you win field position is you can play even more locked down with your secondary. For the second time this season, Janoris Jenkins went up against Dez Bryant and held him to 1 catch.
Jack Rabbit continues to prove that he can go up against one-on-one the elite receivers. And if you think about the 2 games up against Dez Bryant, he only had 2 receptions for a total of 18 yards. So bringing in Janoris Jenkins to this defense from the offseason has been a huge improvement with DRC and Eli Apple. The fact that those 3 can really man up and play the way that they've been playing, not only in zone, but play press man, they've done an unbelievable job.
The secondary's best friend is a terrific pass rush from the front 4. And Olivier Vernon and rookie Romeo Okwara really delivered the goods the other night. They combined for 5 quarterback hits.
Olivier Vernon has had 7 sacks in the last 7 games and continues to affect the quarterback, not only with the hits on the quarterback, but getting him to move his spot. So you continue to see him press and be the veteran he needs to be without JPP and Okwara. We've all known that he had the ability to have a pass rush, but his 8 tackles being stout at the point of attack up against offensive tackles and tight ends really showed up big in the run game.
Now, when the Giants go against this Lions offense, they're going up against a quarterback in Stafford who has this injured middle finger on his throwing hand. You heard Coach McAdoo talk about it. They're talking about possible rain. There could be some cold. He's going to be wearing a glove for the first time in his career. What's the biggest impact here? Which one of those factors?
I think that if it would be wet, it would have an effect of having a glove on his hand. But let's face it, he has handled adversity very well. 8 comeback game-winning drives this season, which is the most. 10 giveaways only, which is third fewest. But their biggest thing, they really use the clock. 32 drives of 10-plus plays, number one in the NFL.
Golden Tate and Eric Ebron can be very dangerous in the passing game, David.
Yeah, they really can. Golden Tate has 516 yards from run after catch. They really want to get him in the screen game, take shots downfield with them, and really use him as an extension of the run. And Eric Ebron, 11 catches on third down, all for first down. He has been a matchup nightmare one-on-one versus linebackers.
Yeah, but the one problem that the Lions offense has, we've heard about this around here before, they don't run the ball very well. Only 3 games with team rushing of 100 yards or more.
And one of them was last week up against the Chicago Bears. They're going to run a lot of screens and draws to counter the run game deficiencies. But what do they really try to do? They want to get Riddick as many targets as they can in the passing game. Coming into the game up against the Giants, he has the third most targets of any running back. So that's their way that they want to spread them out. Run screens, swing screens, extension of the run, try to spread out a defense, and then work the inside zone running game.
David, it should be a fun game. And don't forget, Sunday at MetLife Stadium, it's the Giants and Lions, and it is Toys for Tots Day. Please bring your unwrapped new toys to make a child smile and happy for the holidays. For David Deal, I'm Paul Dottino. We'll see you next time here on MSG's Giants Press Conference Live.